At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are going to talk some college football right now. As I mentioned earlier, we are 20 days away from the first full Saturday of college football this season. Cannot wait. And joining me right now is the national college football writer for USA Today. You can get him on Twitter at George Schroeder. George Schroeder joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. George, how are you tonight?
Man, I'm good, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to have you on the show, George. I'll pose the question to you right out of the chute, the one I posed to the listeners. If you had a son that was a good college, potential college football player, who are the coach or maybe the short list of coaches that you would want to see him go play for?
Well, listen, I think Mark Richt is a really good place to start. And frankly, there's some good guys out there, and probably more good guys than we like to think. You know, probably mm-hmm. that enemy of, you know, the coach of your rival is probably a pretty good guy as far as that goes. But I think Mark Richt is as good as they come, just in terms of what he wants to be and who he tries to be and what he wants his program to be. So I think that's a good place to start. I'd go with that.
Mark Richt. There you go. Another vote for Mark Richt. Well, let's, George, we'll talk about some actual games on the field in football in just a second, but obviously the news that sort of enveloped college football over the last week or 2 weeks are the tribulations at Ohio State and then most recently Maryland. We'll start with Ohio State. Just as you watch this thing, outsider looking in, how do you think this winds up playing out for Urban Meyer here? They're expected to have a decision sometime in the next 7 days.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I've kind of gone back and forth, and I'm not trying to be wishy-washy with you here, mm-hmm. but I mean, I thought at first paid administrative leave felt an awful lot like you're going to leave at some point, not trying to be, you know, funny. And now I'm not as sure. I've kind of gone, you know, at one point I thought, well, maybe it's just going to be a suspension. Then I kind of go back to being, yeah, you know what, there might be a firing or a resignation here. I just don't know how it's going to play out. And it not only comes down to whether or not he followed the proper protocols, and he insists that he did in reporting the 2015 allegations of domestic violence up the chain, so to speak, of command, but also, you know, and obviously that brings Gene Smith, the athletic director, potentially into the crosshairs too. But this sort of, it's not just what did you do with it, it's also what was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's not just did you follow the base reporting protocols, you know, that you're obligated to do, you know, by the university standards or by the state standards or whatever. It's what's the right thing to do. And then, look, you know, you're going to have a university president and a board of trustees that are making a decision about that. And here's the last piece of it. It's the optics of this are not playing out in a vacuum. And I hate the fact that optics are a part of this, but we know what it often is. Mm-hmm. It's not in a vacuum. This is a school that's dealing with, and it has nothing to do with Gene Smith, and it has nothing to do with Urban Meyer, but it's inevitably going to be touching on the decision that gets made about these guys. They're dealing with, you know, an unfolding scandal potentially over a former doctor who, you know, allegedly sexually harassed or abused athletes. Had nothing to do, like I said, with football, had nothing to do with the current personnel in the athletic department, meaning Gene Smith or Meyer. But that that's where they already are in terms of what the name of the Ohio State University, as they like to talk about it, is. So that's what you've got going on there. And then I've actually talked too long. Did you ask me about DJ Durkin and what I thought of
him? No, that's okay, George. I'll get to Durkin in just a second. I want to do one follow-up with you on Urban Meyer. Is, we know, like, it feels like that this fiasco that they're in right now at Ohio State University, and the fact that Zach Smith had a domestic violence issue while he was a graduate assistant at Florida with Urban Meyer, has given an opportunity for everybody to bring back up sort of the renegade culture that there was way worse at Florida, it feels like, than he has at Ohio State right now. How much do you think that should, or how much do you think it will factor in when it comes to trying to vet out what exactly to do with Urban Meyer here?
Yeah, I wrote about that about a week ago. I mean, the days all run together now. But about a week ago, that I think, I don't know if it should. You could make a case that it should, but I think it inevitably will be a part of the prism through which sort of you view the Urban Meyer situation. Look, he had the same kind of stated core values at Florida that he has at Ohio State. And a lot of stars at Florida, and I say stars, were allowed to sort of, you know, those core values appear to be kind of malleable, I guess, would be the way I put it. And there were a lot of arrests and a lot of problems. And then after the fact, once he left Florida, you heard a lot of things about, that weren't necessarily good about how the program was run. Look, we haven't heard the same kinds of things at Ohio State, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. It feels like they've taken fewer risks in terms of character on the recruiting trail. And maybe they've done a better job of keeping kids on the straight and narrow, or just, like I said, recruiting better kids. There was the Carlos Hyde thing where, he was suspended for part of the year after the allegations of striking a woman. But it's been a much, there have been much fewer issues, I guess, would be the way I put it. But then when you find out that he's got this coach on his staff and there's these ongoing allegations of domestic abuse, it brings it all back up, especially when you realize that the first allegations of domestic abuse happened in 2009, while the assistant coach Zach Smith and was on the Florida staff with Urban. Long answer to a very short question. I think inevitably this will get viewed through the prism of the Florida, the way the Florida program was run.
Interesting. George Schroeder joining me, USA Today college football writer here on CBS Sports Radio. George, let's flip it over to DJ Durkin now and talk a little bit about that Maryland situation. I'm sure you've had a chance to read the story on ESPN.com, and it puts it out there in great detail with sources from players and staffers internally with that program. What part of that story was the most shocking one to you?
Well, I mean, sadly, sort of the culture of maybe, I don't know what you call it, a degrading, bullying, sadistic culture, isn't really shocking to me like it ought to be. I think the thing that was the most shocking in that report, and by the way, it was an exhaustively reported report. I thought it's pretty clear. It was well done. It is not just throwing stuff up on a wall and see if it'll stick. But the most shocking thing, I think, to me was what they had gleaned from the timeline of that day. I think it was May 29th when Jordan McNair struggled during the workout. And then, it turns out he'd had a heat stroke. And, I think to me what was shocking was potentially how it either wasn't recognized that he was truly struggling or someone didn't care at that moment. And I have to think it was the former. But because of the atmosphere that was created where you push people and you humiliate them, And everything else, I think it sort of causes guys to go over the edge and maybe not be paying attention and watching out for a kid's welfare like they normally would be. That was probably the most shocking thing to me. And again, those are allegations, but it's well reported. It's not like they just sort of threw up a bunch of rumors.
Well, and the one thing DJ Durkin does not have that Urban Meyer does have is a track record of, double-digit wins every year and contending for national championships. It feels like DJ Durkin is going to take the fall here. If you had to handicap this thing, is that what you think as well?
Yeah, listen, I do think that. And we'd be less than honest if we weren't going right back to what you were talking about. Look, it may well be that he should be fired or resign just because this all happened on his watch. And by the way, he was present at that workout we were talking about.
Yeah. Um,
but this entire thing happened on his watch with the program, is what I'm talking about. And maybe this program-wide culture of whatever it is, humiliation and intimidation and fear, which is at least what's been alleged by ESPN. But you're right, Sean. It definitely helps Urban Meyer if you have won, you know, three national titles, one of them at Ohio State. He's 73-8 in six seasons at Ohio State. DJ Durkin, you know, has two seasons as a head coach under his belt. And, you know, you can point to a bunch of injuries to quarterbacks last year, but the Terrapins haven't been very good in those two seasons. And he inherited a tough situation, obviously. And so he doesn't have the track record. I hate the fact that the stature of the coach in terms of what they've accomplished on the field will, you know, maybe will be part of the determining factor. But let's be honest, it probably could be part of the determining factor.
Yeah, that's life. I feel like, you know, if you're really good at your job, you have more leeway with what you can possibly get away with. George Schroeder, USA Today, national college football writer, joining me. All right, George, let's shift gears for a minute or two here. Week one of the college football season, the first full Saturday is coming up in 20 days. There's some really intriguing matchups on that first day of the college football season. A lot of those big neutral site matchups. We have a Michigan-Notre Dame game that's going to be played in South Bend. Of those matchups that first day, that first Saturday, which one could potentially have the most implication for how the rest of the season plays out, either for the teams in those games or maybe even for a conference involved in those games?
Well, I think Auburn-Washington in Atlanta. It's a tough sledding for Washington because it's about as close to a home game at a neutral site as you could get, frankly, for Auburn. But it's two really good teams. And in a vacuum, they both can recover from a loss, regardless of how the loss, you know, is taken, whether it's a big loss or a close loss or whatever, because it's game one, and you're going to get credit potentially for playing those teams if they end up being as good as we think they are down the stretch. But none of this happens in a vacuum. And as much as anybody wants to pretend like it doesn't matter, in the back of the minds of the selection committee, everybody knows the Pac-12 struggled last year. Everybody knows the Pac-12 went 1-8 in bowl games. Everybody understands that sort of the current rep of the Pac-12 is, you know, is that the league is down. Now, is that fair? I don't know that it is fair, but that's the perception. And perception becomes reality in a sport that, you know, is so subjective as college football is. And so to me, both for Washington and for the Pac-12 especially, that's a huge game. At least of the games on week one, that might be the most pivotal.
Last one, George, before I let you go, just as far as week one games go, Alabama's playing Louisville, which in some years would have been, you know, look, Alabama's Alabama, so they're always going to be favored by double digits over everybody they play. But I think they're like a 4-touchdown favorite over this version of Louisville, the post-Lamar Jackson version of Louisville. If Alabama goes out and hangs 50 and beats Bobby Petrino by 4 touchdowns in week one, given the construct of his staff, he's got like three, you know, he's got a son and two son-in-laws on his staff, like classic kind of Petrino stuff. How's the tone set for Bobby Petrino? Does he get put on the hot seat in Louisville, do you think, with, you know, the athletic director who hired him no longer there and them trying to kind of, it feels like trying to clean things up a little bit at Louisville? What happens for Bobby Petrino if that thing turns out like we all think it may?
Well, let me just go back. All right, you're right. There's all this other stuff going on at Louisville, and it is Bobby Petrino. There's no real shame in getting drilled by Alabama, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's more, what does the rest of the season look like before I really worry too much about him being on the hot seat? You're not wrong that people are starting to say, hey, nepotism, as it goes to all the sort of the family ties on the staff. And you're not wrong that the Louisville athletic department has been under fire for various different things over the last year or so. But I don't think the Alabama game is going to end up being a determining factor, or the determining factor, maybe not even a determining factor in what ever happens or doesn't happen with Bobby. Petrino will either win enough or to keep his job, or, you know, he won't get much benefit of the doubt probably for many people just because of sort of the way the program gets run. But I don't know that you know, and a drilling by Alabama is going to change it tremendously.
George Schroeder, national college football writer, USA Today. Hey, George, I really enjoyed that conversation, and I really appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. Thank you very much.
Yeah, same here. Thank you, Sean. Take care.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.